From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. A man is in critical condition after being shot at the 95th Red Line stop. It happened just after 9:30 last night on the mezzanine level. Police are telling us the 24-year-old man got into some sort of argument with another man, who then fired shots. Police have not made any arrests. And police in Gurnee are issuing a warning about a trend some high schoolers are participating in they worry could become dangerous. The kids are playing a game called Senior Assassins, where they go into restaurants with ski masks and water guns that look like real guns. Then they spray other students with water. Now Gurnee police say incidents like this could warrant disorderly conduct charges against students. And the Illinois EPA is giving out $25 million to companies willing to build public electric vehicle charging stations. When all is said and done, nearly 650 EV ports will be built at 141 locations across the state, many of them here in Chicago and the outlying suburbs. The governor's office says this alone will more than double the amount of places EV drivers can charge their cars. And a heads up, registration starts Monday for summer programs through the Chicago Park District. Day camps spanning from sports to arts to outdoor activities run from June 24th to August 22nd. Registration opens for people who live west of California Avenue on Monday, that's April 15th at 9 a.m. Then on Tuesday, the next day, registration opens for families east of California and also for gymnastics centers. Your forecast today, it's rainy, windy, and cooler with highs in the low 50s. From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.